Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Tes. In this Perek, as we come to the conclusion, closer to the conclusion of the book of Yehoshua, the division of the land continues. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayetzi Hagora Hasheni L'Shimon, L'mata B'nei Shimon L'mishpachosam. The second lot came out for Shimon, the tribe of the sons of Shimon, according to their families. Vayihi Nachalasam B'toch Nachala B'nei Yehuda. Something interesting occurs with the territory of Shimon, and that is that their inheritance is in the inheritance of the B'nai Yehuda. They do not have their specific own territory, rather Shimon's portion falls out in the territory of Yehuda. Psukim Beis through Psukim Ches tell us the territory and the villages of Shimon, which fell in the land of Yehuda. Pasuk Tes, Mechevel B'nei Yehuda, Nachas B'nei Shimon. From the portion of the B'nei Yehuda was the inheritance of the B'nei Shimon. Ki haya chelek B'nei Yehuda Rav Mehem. The territory, the portion of Yehuda was too much for them. Vayu Nachalu B'nei Shimon B'soch Nachalasam. And therefore, B'nei Shimon got their inheritance in the midst of the portion of Yehuda. So in these psukim, we are told three times that the B'nai Shimon got their territory in the B'nai Yehuda's portion, and we will understand in today's learning why this was so. Pasuk Yud, so now Shimon has his territory. Pasuk Yud, Vayal Hagora Hashlishi L'B'nai Zvulun L'Mishpachosam. Now we are told about the portion of the B'nai Zvulun according to their families, and their border was Vayihi Gvul Nachasam, the border of their territory, Ad Sarid, to Sarid, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Va'ala Gvulam Vayama. Their boundary ascended to the sea. We know that Zvulun is the tribe that dwells by the seashore, and see here we see in their territory that come to fruition. In Birkas Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu lay on his deathbed, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Mabracha to Zvulun, he said, Zvulun lechof yamim yishkon. Zvulun will dwell by the seashore. Vehu lechof anios veyar. He will be at the ship's harbor. His end is to Tzidon. And Rashi tells us, again, Bereishis Memtes Yud Gimel. Rashi tells us he dwells by the seashore. That is his territory. Why, says Rashi? He will be found at the shore of the ships. That is at the site of the harbor where ships bring merchandise. Shahaya Zvulun Osek Bipark Matya. Zvulun would engage in commerce. We have the famous partnership between Zvulun and Yisachar. Umamsi Mazon Lesheva Yisachar. He would provide food for the tribe of Yisachar. The Haim Oskim B'Torah, Yisachar learned Torah. Zvulun went out to ships and to sailing and to commerce, and Zvulun would have an inheritance in Yisachar's portion by supporting them. And this is like Moshe said in his Birkas Moshe, then the Moshe's life, Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha, V'Yisachar B'Holecha. Zvulun, rejoice in going out to the sea, rejoice in your commerce, and Yisachar dwells in the tents, concludes Rashi by Birkas Yaakov. Zvulun Yotze B'Park Matya, Zvulun will go out and engage in commerce, V'Yisachar Osech B'Torah B'Ohalim, Yisachar would dwell in the tents of Torah. May each had a partnership. So the next portion that is given out in of Perek Yud Tes, after Shimon in the territory of Yehuda, we have the portion of Zvulun. Perek Yud Zayin begins the territory of Yisachar. I'm sorry, Pasuk Yud Zayin in Perek Yud Tes begins the territory and boundary of Yisachar. Pasuk Chaf Dalid begins the boundary and territory of the tribe of Asher. Pasuk Lamed Beis tells us the boundary and territory of Naphtali. And finally, in Pasuk Mem, in Perek Yud Tes and Yehoshua, we have the territory of Dan. Lamate B'nei Dan, L'mishbechosam, Yatzah HaGorol HaShvi'i, the territory of the tribe of Dan, according to their families, got the seventh portion of the map that was drawn previously, as we have learned. And then the Pasuk detail the territory of Dan, and finally Pasuk Mem Tes Vayichalu Linchol Esarz. They completed dividing the land as an inheritance according to its borders. Vayitnu Bneisol Nachala LiYoshua Binun Besocham. The last one to get his inheritance after the land has been divided amongst the tribes is a territory. The portion went to Yehoshua. Pasuk Nun Alpi Hashem Nasnu Lo Esair Asher Shaal. According to the word or the instruction of God, they gave him the city for which he requested. Es Timnas Serach Bahar Ephraim. His portion was Timnas Serach on the mountain of Ephraim, and he built up the city and he lived there. Pasuk Nun Aleph tells us these are the inheritances and the portions that were divided by Elazar HaKohen and by Yehoshua ben Nun and by the heads of the families of the tribes before Hashem at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Vayichalu Mechelek Esarz. They concluded the division of the land. So we have come Mazal Tov in Sefer Yehoshua. We have read about the conquest of the land and we have learned about the division of the land. Let's go back to the beginning of Perek Yotes and ask a question, or we should say answer a question which we asked as we began today's learning. Why was Shimon's territory within the portion of Yehuda? This is very unusual that Shimon does not get their own territory. So there are a number of different reasons given by the different commentators and Mefarshim. But Rabbi Yisachar Friend has a very, very beautiful interpretation based on a teaching of the Ha'emek Davar. The Ha'emek Davar is the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. And based on his commentary to Chumash, known as the Ha'emek Davar, Rabbi Yisachar Friend gives us a very, very beautiful, meaningful, chiddush, and impactful answer. We know, going back to Birkat Yaakov, in Perek Mem Tes of Bereishis, that Shimon and Levi are brothers. Yaakov Avinu says, Perek Mem Tes of Bereishis, Pasukei, Shimon v'Levi Achim. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Klei Chamas Mecheiroseihem. Stolen tools are their weapons. Besodam al tavo nafshi. In their design may my soul not enter. Bekahalam al tachei kvodi. In their congregation do not unite with my honor. Ki ba'apam hargu ish. And here Yaakov is referring to the slaying of this man of the city of Shechem, who took Shechem bechamarim, pasuk perek lamedalid, took Dina Bas Yaakov and violated her. Yaakov Avinu says, Ki ba'apam hargu ish, with their wrath they killed a man, referring to the Maisei Dina and Shechem, uvirtzonam ikushor. And in their wish, they hung up an ox. This is referring to Shimon and Levi, who were the instigators of the sale of Yaakov. Says Yaakov, Arur arpam ki az, cursed is their rage, for it is mighty. The avrasam ki kashasa, their wrath is harsh. Key words. Achalakim b'Yaakov v'afitzem b'Yisrael. I will divide them amongst Yaakov and I will disperse them or scatter them amongst Israel. So Yaakov foresaw that when the nation would divide the land under the tribe of Yehoshua, Shimon and Levi would not get their own portion. We have already learned that Levi did not get their own portion. They lived all over the land. They were living in the Arei Miklat, and they also had 42 cities all over Eretz Yisrael. They did not get Levi their own specific portion, whereas Shimon, he is bound by the territory within the territory of Yehuda. Wherein lies the difference? Why did they both not get their own portion? And why was Shimon confined within the border of Yehuda, but Levi scattered throughout Israel? So Rabbi Yisachar Friend, based on the Netziv, the Ha'emek Davar, explains very, very beautifully that we have to go back. If you look at the end of Parshas Balak and the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, we all remember the famous sin, the calamity, the disaster, when the prince of Shimon, Zimri ben Salu, was having inappropriate relations with the princess of Mejen, Kozbi Bas Tzur. They were sinning publicly together. Zimri, the prince of Shimon, was laying with the not Jewish woman, and who gets up to kill him? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. So you have someone from the tribe of Levi killing someone from the tribe of Shimon, and God's wrath subsided. Pinchas was richly rewarded with bris kuhunas olam and brisi shalom. So the question is, how did Levi and Shimon split ways so drastically? Aren't they brothers? Didn't Yaakov Avinu say Shimon v'Levi achim? Shimon and Levi are brothers. How do we come to the point where Shimon is sinning and his tribe rallies around him at the time of the sin of Zimri with Cosby Bastor? They rally around him. They want to defend him. It is actually the Ben Levi who gets up to kill him. So how did this happen? How did they part ways? Rabbi Fran says, based on the Netziv, you have to go back to the incident, the Maise Dina with Shechem. So what happens in Perek Lamedada Bereishis? Dina goes out. Shechem ben Hamor, the Chivi, the prince of the land, sees her. He takes her and he violates her and he loves her and they enter into a relationship and they come to Yaakov Avinu, and of course they want Dina's hand in marriage. Perek Lamed Dalet and Bereishis Pachsuk Zayin. Ubnei Yaakov ba'u min hasada. The sons of Yaakov came home from the field. Kishamam, when they heard the news of what happened to their sister. Vayis atzvu ha'anashim. The men were saddened. Vayichar lahem o. They were very angry. Ki navla asa b'Yisrael. An abomination has been made in Israel. Lishkav et bat Yaakov. To lay with a daughter of Yaakov. V'chein lo yaase. Such a thing should not be done. If you know, there's two different terms given here. Navla asa b'Yisrael, lishkav et bat Yaakov. An abomination has been done in Israel to sleep with the daughter of Yaakov. So Rabbi Frand explains, when the name Yisrael is used, it refers to the spiritual side of the Bnei Yisrael. When the name Yaakov is used, it refers to the material or physical well-being of the third patriarch. Navla asa b'Yisrael, say that Levi was concerned with the spiritual attack on the Bnei Yisrael, with the rape of Dina. Say that Levi saw the Navla, the abomination done to Yisrael. They saw the Chilul Hashem. They were concerned with Kedushas Am Yisrael. They were concerned with the affront to the God of Israel. So Levi's motivation for the attack on the city of Shechem was Navla asa b'Yisrael. What was Shimon's motivation for the attack? Lishkav et bat Yaakov, to lay with the daughter of Yaakov. Shimon was concerned for family honor, for the physical well-being of Yaakov and his family. He went to battle because bat Yaakov, my sister, was violated. The daughter of Yaakov was violated, whereas Levi went to battle because he was concerned with the Chilul Hashem. Now we can understand the reactions by the time of the sin of Zimri, who was killed by Pinchas. When Zimri sins with Cosby and his family, the tribe of Shimon rallies around him, they are concerned with family honor. They are clannish. However, Levi, who is concerned with the Chilul Hashem, rises up to slay Zimri and Cosby because he understands that such a thing shall not be done in Israel. He is less concerned with family honor and more concerned with the honor of God. What is the consequence of their actions? Yaakov Avinu says, Afitzem b'Yaakov v'achalakem b'Yisrael. I will scatter them throughout the people. But Levi, who was concerned with maintaining the Kiddush Hashem, and who was concerned with taking Nekama for the Chilul Hashem, would be scattered throughout the territory of the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael need Shevet Levi to live all over. As Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end of his life, Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov V'Torascha LeYisrael. Levi will be the teachers of Israel because they are concerned with the honor of God. They are concerned with avenging Chilul Hashem. They are concerned with upholding Kiddush Hashem. So Levi, who went to battle with Shechem because Navla Asa b'Yisrael, who's concerned with spiritual honor of the Jewish people and upholding the name of God, will be scattered throughout Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to influence the Jews to remember that we are fighting for the honor of God. However, Shimon, who is clannish, Shimon, who cares more about his brother than about upholding the honor of God, Shimon, who only went to battle with Shechem, the Shkavet Bat Yaakov, you don't do this to my sister, who is less concerned with the honor of God, but more concerned with clannish considerations, they will be confined within the tribe of Yehuda, within the tribe of Malchus, because this attitude must be confined, Rabbi Frand explains, based on the Nesiv. It is a dangerous attitude. When one is motivated by clannish intentions and not Kiddush Hashem, and is not motivated by avenging Chilul Hashem, it is a dangerous attitude that must be confined, and hence we see Birkas Yaakov come to fruition and perik your test. Vayetzi ha-gorel ha-sheni l'shimon l'mata b'nei shimon l'mishpachosam vayihi nachalasam b'toch nachalat b'nei Yehuda. Shimon, who is concerned with avenging family honor more than he is concerned with avenging the name of God, will be confined within the territory of Yehuda. Levi, who is concerned with maintaining the level of Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name amongst Knesset Yisrael, will not be confined. He will, on the other hand, be scattered to influence the people positively. Our learning today is Li'ilui Nishmatam Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alaha Hashalom.